Jai Shri Radhe. Shri Krishna Jayanti ki jai. Shri Krishna Janmastami ki jai. This Krishna Janmastami Utsav celebration 2010. On special days like Janmastami and during Kartik, we chant the Gopal Sahasranam. We offer Artik. We also offer Artik to the small booklet. There's a small booklet which contains the actual prayer, Gopal Sahasranam. And in the Shruti Phal, it explains that one can worship the book of the thousand names. It's in the Shruti Phal number 24. Shri Vrindavana Chandrasya Prasadat Sarvam Apnuyat Yad Grihe Pushtakam Devi Puchitam Cheva Tishtati. Lord Shiva is telling Parvati, O Devi, a person who in his home worships this book, Gopal Sahasranam, which contains the thousand holy names of Sri Gopal, he will attain everything by the mercy of Lord Vrindavan Chandra. So even worshipping the book is so powerful and beneficial. What to speak of chanting the prayers or so much Shruti Phal.
If one chants that prayer, you will see in that prayer explains how Krishna is everything. All the demigods are Krishna, all the powers and vibhutis and forms of Vishnu and avatars, they're all Krishna. Everything is Krishna. This is, of course, the philosophy that's taught by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, in the seventh chapter, Bhagavad Gita, verse 7. Matak prataram nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya mayi sarvam idam protam sutre maniganaiva. O Arjun, Dhananjaya, winner of wealth, collector of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Paratara, Matat Paratara. Everything rests upon me. Just as pearls are resting on the thread upon which they are strung. In this verse, clearly Krishna says that he is the foundation of everything. Everything that exists is the origin and the source is Krishna. He is the maintainer of everything. Everything is dependent on him and created by him and maintained by him. Everything, Krishna is everything. And later he says in 10th chapter in the Chatushloki, first one, 10th chapter, verse 8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samanvita. Hey Arjun, aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the source of generation of everything. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Sarvam, sarvam pravartate mam matak. Everything emanates from me. Buddha bhava samanvita. The wise, with great attent, the very learned, apply their utmost attention to bhajan mam, my bhajan. Why iti matva? Why do they engage in my bhajan with the utmost attention? Because they know this fact, that I am the source of everything, and that everything emanates from me. Therefore, the wise who know this truth perfectly engage in my bhajan and worship me with all their hearts. They engage in bhakti, my devotional service. And these two verses, 7:7 and 10:8, Bhagavan Sri Krishna is explaining in Gita that he is the basis of everything, the source of everything. Everything, he's the background of everything. Underlying everything is Krishna. And this philosophy, or this Siddhanta Tattva, Tattva Siddhanta, is most beautifully and poetically depicted in this thousand names glorifying Sri Gopal. Because while reciting these names in the translation, one sees that Sri Gopal, or Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, it is the, he's a protector of the earth, and he's beautiful, and he's courageous, and he's killed so many demons, and he's maintained the universe, and so many things that the prayer says in beautiful Sanskrit. Sri Gopala Mahipala Sarvavedanta Paraga Gopatir Bhupati Shasta Praharta Vishvato Mukha Adikarta Mahakarta Mahakala Pratapavan Jagat Jivo Jagat Datta Jagat Bharta Jagat Vasu. This prayer, of course, is called Sri Gopal Sahasranam. But in the various verses describing these thousand names and attributes, there's about 142 verses, 142 shlokas. Then after that is the Shrutifal, the benefit and boons and blessings that one receives by chanting this holy prayer, especially on selected days, Dwadasi or Kartik, etc. So the name that we'll use, and we're going to read the English translation now and allow everyone to simply meditate on these different aspects of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Sri Gopal, Govinda Damodar Madhava, Shamsundar Giridhari. Krishna has so many names. So these are the Gopal Sahasranam, thousand names of Sri Gopal. So we'll use the name Sri Gopal because it's Gopal Sahasranam. But don't get confused and think that we're talking about Krishna's Bala Leela. Because the name Gopal is generally associated with Krishna as Bala Leela, his pastimes from birth, Bala Leela from birth until 3 years old. These are the pastimes primarily of Vatsalya Bhav and stealing butter and yogurt, and pastimes of Gokul. From his birth in Gokul till the age of 3, he was often called Gopal, protector of the cows. But oftentimes we're speaking about Sri Gopal, but we're talking about he dances with the gopis and he holds up Govardhan Hill. So don't get confused, because the word Sri Gopal in this particular Gopal Sahasranam that we'll mention in the translation is referring to Krishna in all his various forms of Aishwarya Mai Krishna, Madhurya Mai Krishna, sometimes in Gokul Leela, and sometimes in Vrindavan Leela, and sometimes in Dwarka Leela, sometimes in Srishti Leela of creation, sometimes in killing demons, sometimes in different ages and different avatars and descents. So all these different aspects and presentations and energies and vibhutis and devas and devis, etc., they're all Sri Gopal. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Bhagavan Sri Krishna Gopal is the origin of everything, and everything is strung on him and dependent on him, just like pearls are strung on the thread. This beautiful prayer was originally spoken by Lord Krishna to Radha, then to the sage Narada. And Narada spoke it to Shiva, Shiva spoke it to Parvati. The deity, of course, of this mantra or stotram is Gopalji, and the power is Shakti, is Yogamaya. And the fruit or benefit that one receives by chanting this prayer is Krishna Bhakti. Sri Gopal Sahasranam, translation, text 1. Sri Gopal is handsome like Kamadev, the crest jewel of all Kamadevs. Sri Gopal is a handsome coward boy, and the protector of the earth. He's a learned scholar in all the limbs of the Vedas. Sri Gopal is the protector of the earth. He's glorious, wealthy, graceful like a blue lotus flower. Sri Gopal is eternal. He's the master of the cows, the master of the earth, the greatest ruler and chastiser, the destroyer, and Sri Gopal is all-pervading. Sri Gopal is the original creator, and he's the greatest creator and doer of activity. And he is a great time factor. Sri Gopal is most powerful, and the life of the universe. He's the maintainer of the universe, and Sri Gopal is the wealth of the universe. Sri Gopal is the fish incarnation Matsya. He's fearsome and the master of the new moon. Sri Gopal takes away everything. He's the boar incarnation, Varaha Murtiman. Sri Gopal is the resting place of all living entities, Narayan. Sri Gopal is the master of the senses, Rishikesh. And Sri Gopal is the Lord who pleases the cows, the land, and the senses, Govinda. And the Lord whose flag is marked with Garuda, Garuda Dwaj. Sri Gopal is the moon of Gokul, Gokulindra. He is the great moon, the night, and he is charming. Sri Gopal has restless eyes, which are always glancing at Kamala, the goddess of fortune, Sri Radha. Sri Gopal is splendid like a blue lotus flower. Sri Gopal is Durvasa Muni. He is Kapila, and he's the ruler of the earth. Sri Gopal is the holy place, Ganga Sagar, where the Ganga meets the ocean, Sindhu Sagara Sangama. Sri Gopal pleases the cows, land, and senses. He is the master of the cows, Gopati, and the protector of his family dynasty, Gotra. And Sri Gopal is a flood of love flowing in the Yamuna. Sri Gopal is the master of the cowherds, Gopaswami, and he's the king of Gokul. He granted a boon to Govardhan. He protected Nanda and the people of Gokul. Gopal is a generous philanthropist and the Lord who breaks everyone's poverty. Sri Gopal awards all auspiciousness. He fulfills all one's desires. He is the original creator, the maintainer of the earth, and the father of all the rivers and oceans. Sri Gopal is powerful like an elephant. He's passionate, a treasury of amorous arts, Kama Kala Nidhi. Gopal is pure and splendid like the moon, and he has a splendid face like the moon, and he's splendid like the moon. Sri Gopal is the bestower of mercy to the florist man of Mathura. Sri Gopal has a voice as sweet as a cuckoo. He is a supreme enjoyer with a bluish bodily complexion. He's supreme. He carries a plow and he subdues the bulls in the Swayamvara arena of when he won the hand of Nagnajiti in Dwarka Lila. Sri Gopal conquered Indra's abode. He destroys all epidemics. Sri Gopal is all auspicious. He is a very personified form of peace. He destroys the danger that a devotee faces. And he commands worship from the opponents he defeats. Sri Gopal blesses unmarried women. He is the greatest of all. And his flag is marked with the fish Makara. Gopal is Naranarayan Rishi, the most sober, and he's the husband of Radha, Radhapati, and the most magnanimous, Udaradi. Sri Gopal is the husband of Lakshmi, the ocean of beauty,
Srinidhi. The most handsome, he respects the pure devotees. He is the husband of Brinda, the leader of the village, and he resides everywhere as the indestructible Supreme Brahman. Sri Gopal is the husband of Revati. Yogis eagerly chant his holy name, but he does not stay in one place. Sri Gopal has beautiful eyes. He is a source of pastimes of Ram, who always performs blissful pastimes. Sri Gopal appeared in the house of Dasharath, and he is the husband of Lakshmi. Sri Gopal destroys the inauspiciousness of living entities. He is just like the night. He is all-pervading and awards all auspiciousness. Sri Gopal worships Sri Radha. Radha Aradhyata. Sri Gopal is the ultimate object of worship, and he gives pleasure to Radha's heart and mind. Radha Chitta Pramodaka. Sri Gopal feels great pleasure when he's associating with Radharani and attached to Radharani. Radha Rati Sakopeto. Radha Mohana Tatpara. He's very expert in bewildering Sri Radha, and he always keeps her in his control. And he sits like a bumblebee in Radha's lotus-like heart. Sri Gopal enjoys great pleasure when Radha embraces him. Radha Alingana Samoho. Actually, he becomes completely bewildered. Samoho means completely bewildered to the point of fainting. Radha Lingata. Radha Lingana Samoho Gopal. Radha Nartana Kotuka. He finds great pleasure in the dancing of Radha. And Sri Gopal has immense love for Radha, and he quickly fulfills all of Radha's desires. Radha Sanjata Sampriti, Radha Kama Phalaprada. Sri Gopal is the Lord of Vrindavan, Brindapati, Brindapati. He pervades the entire universe and destroys the grief of the coca bird. He is a husband of Chandravali, a descendant of the Moon Dynasty, and he is the Lord who broke the bow of Shiva. Sri Gopal is Ram, the son of Dasharath. Sri Gopal is Parashuram, who appeared in the dynasty of Bhrigu. Sri Gopal is self-satisfied, subduer of anger. He conquers illusion, destroys the darkness of ignorance. Sri Gopal appeared as Radha in the house of Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu or Bhavobhavi. He appears in this world for the benefit of his devotees, bestows the fruits of one's karma. Sri Gopal is the son of Kashyap. He's an ocean of mercy. He resembles a cloud. Carries a plow and uses a plow to produce resources, till the ground, and he is very dear to his brother Balaram. Sri Gopal is the sun which causes the lotus of Radha's face to blossom. Radha Mukha Abja Martando. Sri Gopal is glorious and radiant like the sun and moon. Bhaskaro Rajivo Vidu. He is a supreme creator, the enactor, the creator of the universal laws, the controller of Varuna, the descendant of Varuna, and the beloved of Lord Varuni, beloved Lord of Varuni, the daughter of Varuna. Sri Gopal pleases the heart of Rohini. He is a son of Vasudev, the Almighty. He dresses in blue garments. He is the son of Rohini, the killer of Janardhan, and a spotless personality. Sri Gopal is Ananta Shesh, the cause of rainfall, the chastiser of demoniac living entities. He can easily kill the most powerful enemies and bestow the desired results. Gopal is the most powerful personality, and he's understood by spiritual knowledge. Gopal is always victorious. He is the most intelligent. He's eternal and all auspicious. As Ram, Sri Gopal accepted Parashram's advice. He received a benediction. Gopal annihilated the imposter Vasudev and instructed Damaghosh. Sri Gopal's wives are heroic. Gopal always protects his own glories and destroys the miseries of old age and disease. He is the most expert ruler. He resides in Dwarka, and he's in full knowledge, and he gave a benediction to Agni. Sri Gopal subdued the arrogance of the river Yamuna. He dresses in blue garments, and he's the master of all. He's full of all opulence. He carries a bow and arrow and very expert in archery. He's a controller and master of all beings. Sri Gopal is Lakshman with all auspicious symptoms. He's the object of vision for his devotees. Gopal destroys demoniac dynasties and he became Vamanadeva the dwarf. He has gigantic form, is capable of executing the finest actions. Sri Gopal is the delight of Yashoda, Yashoda Nandana, the creator of the universe, the bestower of liberation to the Yamala Arjuna trees, allowed himself to be bound to a grinding mortar. Gopal is most prestigious. He was also bound by a rope by Mother Yashoda, and he is completely peaceful and balanced. Sri Gopal follows in the footsteps of his devotees. He's full of all opulences. He's in control of the universe, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, the killer of the Keshi demon, the destroyer of Madhu demon. He's always affectionate to his devotees and the killer of the demon Arishtasura. Sri Gopal is the killer of Agasura, the deliverer of Putana, the giver of happiness to Kubja. He is the Supreme Lord and the killer of Kamsa, and the performer of many grand sacrifices. Sri Gopal is the sacrifice Ashwamedha, and he is the sacrifice Gomedha and Vajapeya. And he's Naramedha Yajna. But on the other hand, Kandarpa Koti Lavanya, Chandrakoti Sushitala. He's more handsome than millions of cupids and more soothing and cooling than millions of moons. Sri Gopal is effulgent as millions of suns and more powerful than millions of cyclones. He is the almighty sustainer of the universe, and he fulfilled Lakshmi's desires. Sri Gopal is the abode of Lakshmi. He has eyes like lotus petals, is enchanted by the beautiful face of Lakshmi, and is satisfied with one wife named Lakshmi. And that Gopal is as beautiful as a lotus, and he is the greatest ruler. This concludes part one of Janmashtami, discussion on Gopal Sahasranam. Part two will continue with Gopal Sahasranam. Sri Gopal Sahasranam Stotra Ki Jai.